Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Ara, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechtah Shabbos. We're in Perek Chaf, and we're in Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. The Mishnah continues to discuss different laws of preparing food on Shabbos. And the Mishnah tells us as follows, Ein Shorin es Achiltis Beposhrin. We can soak Achiltis, which is a type of sharp herb, inside warm water to make this liquid that's usually used as a medicine, since usually we have this concern of gezeira mishum shchika samimonim, where usually medicines are ground, and so therefore making any medicine, even without any grinding, is asur midrabanan. Avol nosin l'toch hachometz, but you can take the chiltes with and put it into vinegar to make a liquid that's used to make a dip. Vein chorin esar karshinim. You certainly can't soak vetches in water so that any waste will float to the top. Lo shafano sam, nor can you rub it with your hands to remove any of the waste that's stuck onto them. Those are going to be usher because of borer. Ravonosin letocha kvaro letocha kalkala, but you can put them the vetch into a sieve or a basket to store them, even though in the process the waste may fall through the holes, since that's not an intention. Even though it happens, it's not the intention. Enkovrin es hatevin bekvara. You also can't sieve a straw with a sieve in order to separate it. Nor should you put the sieve with the straw on a high area so that there be space between the sieve and the ground in order to have the bristles drop through the holes. But you can take the straw in the sieve and place it in the feeding trough, because even though some of the stuff will likely fall through the sieve, his intention is not to separate the bristles, but only to transport this straw. Garfim milifnei aptam. We also can sweep dirt out from a trough that's placed before an ox that's being fattened for shechita. We don't have to be worried about the fact that there's going to be any holes that are going to be filled in the process. And if there's a lot of straw in front of the ox, you might want to move that straw to the sides so that the animal doesn't relieve itself and won't step on it and dirty it with the rest of the dung on its feet. But the Chachamim say you can't sweep the trough and you can't move the straw. You can't sweep the trough because we're worried that people may think you're also allowed to sweep a trough that has an earthenware bottom, which would be a problem of ashvi gumos, of smoothing the bottom. And you also can't move the straw because some of it's already dirty and the animal's never going to eat it. And since part of the straw has no use and is muksa, you can't move any of the straw. And the Mishnah also adds, not lifnei behema zu, but nosin lifnei behema zu b'Shabbos. You can take the excess food from one animal and put it in front of another animal on Shabbos, provided that the second animal will eat the food. But you can't bring leftovers to another animal that will likely reject the food because we assume the second animal won't eat it. And bringing the food to the animal is therefore considered unnecessary tircha, which is going to be usher on Shabbos. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.